Peace be unto you, brothers and sisters in Christ. I always like to greet my brothers and sisters in Christ with the peace of God. It's not just peaceful, nothing happening to you, but it's also having peace within your heart no matter what happens to you. But most important of all is having peace with God, that we have been reconciled with Him through the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, before we preach the word, let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We especially thank you for your Holy Spirit given to us when we believe in Jesus Christ. Anoint your servant with the Spirit, that I may speak the word of God. Anoint our members with the Holy Spirit, that they may open their hearts and mind to you, that they will not only be listeners to the word, but also doers as well. Pray this in Christ Jesus' precious name. Amen. What would you like our church to be? An evangelistic church, especially when we have heard how we have prayed for the 3-2-1, that we may be praying for three, bringing two to the church, and hopefully one become Christ, become Christian? Or do we want to be a disciple-making church, equipping and empowering members to build up the church? Or do we want our church to be a loving church, caring and loving one another? Or do we want our church to be a missionary church, supporting and sending missionaries overseas? Or do we want our church to be a growing church from 500 to 1,000 to 2,000? What kind of a church would you want us to be? What kind of a church would Paul like his church to be? Today we have read Paul's letter to the church of the Thessalonians. The church of the Thessalonians was founded by Apostle Paul, and it grew very quickly. And the Jews got jealous with Paul. They gathered the locals of bad character and started the riot. And Paul was forced out of the city. He was concerned for the Thessalonian Christians, the new converts, in a very hostile environment. So he sent Timothy to find out how they were in their faith. And Timothy came back with the good news, not only about the faith of the Thessalonian Christians, how they have remained strong, but also their love, how they continue to love one another. And Paul was so joyful, and he wrote the letter of 1 Thessalonians to encourage them. And in his first letter, Paul mentions how he always thanks God and prays for them. In verses 2 and 3 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul says, "We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul prayed for the Thessalonian Christians three things. Three things. Do you know what they are? Work produced by faith. Labor prompted by love. And finally, endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. He prays to God whenever he thinks of the Thessalonian Christians, these three things. And he thanks God for them. And the three things were very important for Christians living in the hostile world. What kind of church we want to be? We need to know the world we are living in today. There is no absolute truth to many. Truth is what you choose to believe. Right and wrong is determined by the trend of the society. Christianity is only an option among many. Not a very good option when you see how the Christians live out their faith. What is our end goal? It is salvation in Christ Jesus, to be with him not only now, but forever. And for this reason, Paul not only shared the gospel message, he prayed the church members to stand firm in the faith and to love each other. Not because we want to impress others to win them for Christ, but because it is commanded by our Lord Jesus Christ. Love one another as I have loved you. But more important, it is also waiting for the return of our Lord Jesus to be saved from the wrath of God and to be with God forever. Kathy and I just returned from Indonesia. His father is suffered from a stroke and seriously ill with cancer spreading all over his body. And Kathy asked me, "Chris, is my dad going to be saved? Is my dad going to be saved?" I told her, yes. He believed in the Lord Jesus when he was 8 years old. He has been a church elder for a long time. He has fought a good fight. And now he's finishing his race. And when I visited him, he told me he is ready to go to meet with his Lord, which is better by far. Dear brothers and sisters, especially the church deacons and elders and pastors, when we plan to grow the church, we must not neglect our end goal, which is to be with the Lord forever. We should aim for our salvation from God's judgment. We should hope that we will be with Christ Jesus in heaven. And to do this, we need our church to help the members to preach the word, to grow in the faith and love each other, And as Paul says, as we wait to meet with the Lord, as Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. Brothers and sisters, we are in a hostile world. We are in a spiritual battle. And we need to put on the armor of God, faith, love, and hope to fight a good fight. And in the end, we hope to meet with our God. In this sermon, we are going to talk about Thessalonian Christians' work produced by their faith. And the faith Paul mentions here is faith in Christ. It is not so-called saving faith. It is not believing in the gospel and saved from the wrath of God. Although he does mention it in his letter, but when he talks about the work produced by faith, he means how our faith in God can be strengthened, and how our faith in God can grow more and more. That's the kind of faith that Paul is mentioning here. What is the work produced by such faith? It is the faith of the Thessalonian Christians that has become a model to all believers in Macedonia, Achaia, as Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. You became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. And in verse 8 and 9, Paul continues to say, the Lord's message ran out from you, not only Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it. For they themselves report what kind of reception you give us. Paul did not have to say anything about the faith of the Thessalonian Christians. He did not have to say, look, this is how they believe, this is how they kept the faith, and this is how we're going to be like them. Paul says, I don't have to do that. Because not only the Thessalonians Christians have heard the faith, they have also imitated Paul and follow him. They have become a model, an example for all the believers in Macedonia, Achaia, and in all over the place. And actually, as Paul mentions in chapter 1, verse 6, the Thessalonian Christians have imitated the faith of Paul and the Lord. And now, other believers would also imitate them as their example. Now, what can we learn from the faith of the Thessalonian Christians? Firstly, the faith in God in receiving the gospel message and keeping the faith in the midst of suffering. In chapter 1, verse 6, Paul says, you welcome the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. When the Thessalonian Christians heard the gospel message and received it as the word of God, they were persecuted by their own countrymen. They could have rejected it, and instead, Paul says they welcome it with joy. But how long could they keep it up? How long could they remain joyous? How long could they keep up the first love? How long can you and I keep up the first love? Or do we ever still remember our first love when we first became Christians? Paul was very concerned that the faith of the Thessalonian Christians might be unsettled by the trials. So he sent Timothy to strengthen them. And Timothy has returned with the good news. Paul, not to worry, praise and thank God, because the Thessalonian Christians are strong in the faith, in spite of all the trials. Not only strong in the faith, but love for one another. Dear brothers and sisters, living in Australia, we do not encounter persecution. During the prayer, we heard how there were persecutions in certain parts of Asia. But we thank God, especially we just celebrated the Australia Day. And many people have expressed how good it is to live in this multicultural country, where we can learn to love one another, accept one another, no matter where we come from, no matter what we believe. It is a blessing indeed to live in a land like Australia. Yes, we do not have the persecution, but we do feel the pressure at times, especially in recent years. In our workplace, or with our friends, how not to openly share our faith, our value, our sense of morality, what is right and what is wrong. You know what I mean. Sometimes if you say homosexual marriage is wrong, you will get some criticism, short of attack by some. Not only that, we encourage temptations, unsettling our faith many times. We need to learn from the Thessalonian Christians, to learn from their example how to remain strong in the faith in the midst of all trials and temptation. What can we learn from the faith of the Thessalonian Christians? Apart from keeping the faith in the midst of all the trials, it is turning from idolatry to serve the one true and living God. As Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, there, the believers tell how you, the Thessalonian Christians, turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescued us from the coming wrath. The Thessalonians believed in many idols. Some regarded Paul advocating just a foreign god. And many were surprised to hear how the Thessalonian Christians had heard the gospel. They did not reject it, They did not turn it away. Instead, they turned from the worship of their own idols to worship and serve the one true living God. For many who have grown up in their home worshiping idols, it is not easy to stop idolatry. I praise and thank God when my mom visited this church many years ago. Many sisters, especially the elderly, shared with her the gospel. And eventually, she accepted the Lord and wanted to get baptized in this church. I told my mom, "Mom, you need to think very carefully. You have been worshiping idols all these years of your life, and now you want to reject them and to follow Christ. Think very carefully, because it is not just rejecting the idolatry, but also you are rejecting your friends. Friends, you have been going to the temple, worshiping the idols for many years." And my mom said, "My mind has made up." And I praise and thank God that I was able to baptize my mom in this church. When you turn away from idolatry, there's a fear of retribution by so-called gods or the evil spirits. You are not receiving from the idols any more blessings and protection. Bad luck will come upon you. Accidents, sickness, loss of wealth will happen to you. I was sharing the gospel with a sister. She wanted very much to become a Christian. However, she was anxious because back in her home in Shanghai, she had a big, big Buddha. And her husband believed it is this Buddha that has brought him all the good luck. She did not know what to do with it. She did not know what the husband would think of it if she were to turn from worshipping the Buddha. And some people regard the worshipping of ancestors as a good Chinese tradition. But many Christians believe that it is the worshipping of idols. And to stop doing it will be seen by your family members as a rejection of one's ancestry. And it can create conflicts when the Christian refuses to worship and honor the deceased parents and grandparents. A Christian shared with us why it took him a long, long time before he finally got baptized. He had made a promise to his mother many years ago that he would arrange a Buddhist funeral when she passed away. And he knows that he will not be able to worship in that funeral. So he waited until his mom passed away. For many growing up in the Western society, the issue is not so much the idolatry. It is assistance of God, because no one can prove it. Even if there's a God, is there only one God or many gods? And which is the one true God? Paul says he is God the Father, and Jesus Christ is his only Son. He was killed, and God raised him from the dead, and one day he will return from heaven. We don't know when. He will come like a thief. when we were still sleeping. And God the Father has also given us His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to the believers. For without the Holy Spirit, no one will be able to believe the gospel. As Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 4 to 5, "For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you, not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction." Without the power of God, without the Holy Spirit, there is no conviction. But these Thessalonian Christians had the conviction to believe in Jesus Christ because they received from God the Father the power and the Holy Spirit. A sister shared how she got baptized without telling her husband. She was fearful the husband would become very, very upset. And on her baptism someday, she asked her husband to come to church with her. No matter what, you have to come on that Sunday. And her husband was very upset indeed when she saw her baptizing. Three years after her baptism, praise and thank God, 3 months ago, the husband accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, I know the husband for the last 30 years. He had been coming to this church on and off, but he had never made the decision to believe Jesus and accept Him as the Savior. And he shared with us, if not for the work of the Holy Spirit, if not for the power of the God and the Holy Spirit, he would not believe in Jesus Christ. And that's why his many friends were very, very surprised indeed. Now, the challenge for him is to grow in his faith, to remain strong, showing that he is indeed truly chosen by God. Now, we may not worship idols. However, we may make other things our idols. For example, we have made money our idols. We believe that money will bring us blessing, just as those who worship the idols, believing that idols will bring them blessings. And without money, we may not be able to do many things. We let making money to control our lives. And some Christians even make money the first place in their lives instead of God. We need to learn from the Thessalonian Christians. We need to follow the examples to leave our idols to serve the one and only true living God. Now, how can we grow in our faith? Just like the Thessalonian Christians, how can we grow and remain strong in our faith? First of all, we need to grow in our knowledge of God. Paul longs to revisit the Thessalonian Christians. He says in chapter 3, verse 10, "Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith." Supply what is lacking in your faith. We thought the Thessalonian Christians believe in Christ Jesus. We thought that they have exercised the faith and remain strong in their faith. What is there still lacking in their faith? But Paul thinks that there is still weakness in their faith. They are still lacking in the knowledge of God. And he wants to teach them, just like what he is doing in his letter. For example, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 onwards, Paul says, "We do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in the dead." Uninformed, there are still things that you do not know. And because you are uninformed about those who sleep in the dead, you don't know what has become of them when Jesus returned. That's why you grieve. You grieve because you don't know what happened to them. We grieve for our dead because we don't know what happened to them. Just like many people who do not believe in Jesus Christ and who do not have this hope. Paul not only taught them in his letter, but he also wants to meet up with them face to face so that he can teach them what is still lacking in their faith. So you want to grow in your faith? Grow in the knowledge of God. Secondly, imitate from men of faith. Paul also wants to live among them to show them how to live out their faith, just as Paul lives out his faith. He says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 5 to 6, "You know how we live among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord." You grow your faith by growing your knowledge of God day by day. You grow your faith by imitating the faith of others, like Abraham and David, like Paul and Peter, like James Hudson Taylor and Billy Graham, and many more. You want to grow in your faith? Imitate from those who have faith in God. How do we grow in our faith? Pray always. Pray always. Just like Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, "We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, your endurance inspired by the hope you have in Jesus Christ." Pray always, brothers and sisters, about growing your faith. Finally, find a spiritual mentor. Find a spiritual mentor like Timothy. Paul sent Timothy to them. For what reason? To strengthen their faith. To strengthen their faith in the midst of their trials. And Timothy had done a good job. They had been strengthened in their faith by Timothy, so that Timothy could come back and say, good news about the Thessalonian Christians, because their faith remains strong, because they continue to love one another. There's only one thing still lacking. They don't know what happened to those people who have died in Christ Jesus. So brothers and sisters, you want to grow in your faith? Grow in your knowledge of God. Imitate the faith of others. Pray always. Find a spiritual mentor like Timothy. Thessalonian Christians have given us a model. They have the faith produced by They have the work produced by the faith in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that by the power of your Holy Spirit, we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. When we think back of our past, without the power, without the Holy Spirit, indeed, we can't imagine we can receive Jesus Christ. Thank and praise you. We continue to pray that you are strengthened with our faith, especially throughout the years we have experienced many ups and downs. It is only by the power of the Holy Spirit wherein we are able to remain faithful today. And we want to continue to grow in our Christian faith. Heavenly Father, help us to grow in our knowledge of you. Help us to continually study your word day by day. And help us, Lord, to imitate the men of faith in the Bible, but also in the history of the church. Help us also to continually pray for our faith and the faith of others, so that not only us, but them can also remain faithful. Bring to us, Lord, our mentor, spiritual mentor, that can encourage us and help us to grow in our faith. We pray this in your Son, Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.